This week, June 6th, marks the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasions of France during World War II, commonly known as D-Day. On June 6th, 1944, hundreds of thousands of American, Canadian, British, and other Allied troops stormed the beaches of northwest France in what was a major piercing of Germany's Atlantic Wall and the beginning of the end of the Nazi Empire that had dominated Europe the last 5 years. World War II had less than a year to go at that time. Now, we covered this particular anniversary in the latest issue of Beyond Today magazine. I wrote the cover article because my father, Lloyd McNeely, was on that Normandy invasion landing on Omaha Beach that day, and I was able to bring in some stories from his reminiscences of that and pictures, as well as some critical and important biblical and prophetic information regarding World War II, the rise of Nazi Germany, what that meant, and really what we can learn from Bible prophecy in that regard. As the world celebrates this 75th anniversary, it is a remarkable date. There are very few veterans from World War II surviving. All of them, most of them are well up into their 90s. And it will be quite a time and quite a gathering and remembering of that significant event. As I covered in this article, there are prophetic implications for what happened with the rise of Germany, the Nazi Empire in World War II. But as I think about this and bring this down to our application and understanding for the larger picture of God's purpose and God's plan for all of mankind, and the prophetic implications of significant world events, let me make this one point. What happened on D-Day, June 6, 1944, as I said, was the piercing of Hitler's thought-to-be impregnable Atlantic Wall. And by sundown on what became known as the longest day, the Allies had a toehold, a firm grip on the beaches, and they began to push inward through France, liberating France within a few weeks, and then ultimately pushing into Germany. Within a year, World War II was over. Victory in Europe had been declared. But what began that victory was this invasion. Now, can we learn something spiritually from this? I think we can. When we look at the plan of God and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the sins of all mankind, and as we await His appearance, His coming, we must understand that with Christ's sacrifice, as He overcame this world, as He became that Passover sacrifice for all of mankind, the rule of Satan's world, the rule of Satan over mankind, came to a signal point where it was going to be over. Satan still exerts his evil influence upon the world, but the Scriptures show us that that end is coming for Satan's rule over the nations. There is a scripture in Revelation chapter 11 that we should note in this. It is the sounding of the seventh angel in the story flow of Revelation. And it says that there were voices in heaven at the sounding of the seventh angel in Revelation 11 and verse 15. And they said, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." The world is waiting for Christ to return to establish His kingdom upon the earth. That is a sure fact. The end of Satan's rule, Satan's kingdom through the nations of this earth, are going to be over. That is a fact as well, and that is a hope that we have. Just as the Allies piercing that Atlantic Wall, beginning June 6, 1944, signaled the ultimate end of Hitler's Nazi reign and his grip over Europe, it was just a matter of time before it was over. Christ has established His beachhead in this world through His sacrifice. And we wait for the time when Christ will return and put down the rule of Satan over all the nations Himself for all time. So there's a lesson for us to learn. June 6, 1944, 75 years have gone by. It was a remarkable time and period in human history. We pray that the lessons learned will never be forgotten. SBT Daily. Join us next time.